Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. I want to tell you about something that you are a few weeks away from being able to see in, well, really all over the city of Rochester at rec centers, six of them. We're talking about murals, and we're talking about a series of projects that has really never been attempted before. It's the Rock Paint Division. It's the city of Rochester's 2016 Youth Mural Arts Program. And again, there's six of them. So over 13 weeks, and they're right in the middle of it right now, over 13 weeks, six of the city's R centers, what I used to call rec centers before I got corrected all the time, the R centers are going to showcase the creation of these brand new murals. And some of them are big, 10 by 25 feet indoors, some of them smaller, 4 by 8, 4 by 10 feet outdoors, fitting the space that they're on. And what we want to do is talk about how these have come together and why they're going to be there. So let me welcome a panel who can help us. Now, there's two artists and one of the project coordinators. That's Sarah Rutherford. She's here. And Sarah, it's great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also, here's Justin Suarez. He's an artist and a project assistant. Justin, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Evan.
One of the youth artists is Maribel Hernandez, 17 years old. And Maribel, welcome to you as well. Can't wait to hear from you about your experience with this. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And here's Kendra Hale, Northwest Area Coordinator in the Department of Recreation and Youth Services for the City of Rochester. Kendra, welcome to you
Thank
as well.
Thank you, Evan.
Sarah, this is, whose fault is this? Is this your fault?
No, I got roped in. Definitely. It's not my fault.
It's just so neat to see. Listeners, there's a blog up, and it's really cool to see. The blog shows you a lot of the progress. Really neat stuff. And I want to kind of back up and tell the story of how this series of murals and this project came together. I'll start with Sarah. How did this happen?
Well, last year I was asked to paint a mural at the Edgerton Rec Center, or our center.
And, see, you do it too.
I know, I do it.
Kendra will be here to correct this.
We've been painted our center.
Yeah, so this is last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Okay.
It was a very large project. It was a 30 foot wall by, I don't know, 120 feet or something. So it was pretty large. So a lot of the youth didn't really help me with that. I needed to go in there with a scissor lift. It was just a much different type of project, but I think it sparked some interest in doing them in different art centers around the city. So Kendra came back and the city asked if we could create a program out of it. So that's kind of where it was born.
Kendra, what did you see as viable? Why did this look like a good idea?
Well, I mean, we wanted to see more art within our art centers. And also our commissioner, Marisol Ramos Lopez, loves art, and she really wants to bring that vibrant color into the centers, and she's really doing a great job in just getting things repainted, getting some public art out there. So it just seemed like a great fit. Sarah had just completed a huge project over at Edgerton Art Center, which is phenomenal for anyone who hasn't gone to see it. And we had some dollars from the Community Development Block Grant. And it just seemed to be a perfect fit to get a team together and have the youth help in creating art.
So, Kendra, you mentioned you have some dollars to work with. You're interested in art. And it's one thing to see what Sarah is able to do, which is really remarkable stuff. But it's another to say, maybe we can bring in a handful of youth artists, maybe kids who've never had a job for it. Maribel, you're 17, right?
Yeah.
Going to Monroe High School.
Mm-hmm.
This is your first paid job?
Yes.
So how did you get involved with this?
Well, I was at school, and David Sanchez from the Gandhi Institute, he came up to me and told me that I was...
they were kind of recruiting you?
Yeah, referred.
Yeah, referred.
And,
mm-hmm.
My art teacher referred me, and like it was just a really great opportunity, and I was really psyched about it.
All right, so they chose you because they know of your talent. Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you think? What went through your mind when that conversation happened?
I don't know. I was just excited. I was already in search of a job, and then it just came out of nowhere, and I was really appreciative.
Okay. So your first paid job,
mm-hmm.
and you've been, let's see here, you're in what week are you guys in? Ninth week now?
Yep, week nine.
Ninth out of 13, so you're 2 months plus into it now.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
Really good. I enjoy it. I don't even feel like I'm at work.
See? That's the ideal kind of job. So if you're wondering, what are they doing? Again, there's six total murals. How did you decide? I don't know if Kendra or if the artist can describe. I mean, how did you settle on six murals, where they're going to go, how big, indoor, outdoor? How did that process happen?
Yeah, we went and took a tour of a lot of the different art centers and just tried to determine which ones really needed it, and also trying to kind of spread them out throughout the city so we had one at least in each quadrant. So, you know, the process was just by going there and talking with the directors and just getting a feel for it.
Okay, so there's Sarah, there's Justin, and there are how many kids working with you? Eight of them?
Mm-hmm. Eight of them.
So Maribel's one who you're meeting in this conversation. There's seven more. All around the same age group, is that correct? Or is it roughly the same?
Yeah, high school starting at age 16, and they have to be currently in high school.
And by the way, Kendra, you know, we've had conversations with teen empowerment groups that employ city youth, and they've talked about just the impact on kids' lives when you give them a paying job and their job is to create something positive in their community. And I imagine you're already seeing that same kind of impact with these kids.
I think so. I mean, like Maribel was saying, it doesn't even feel like a job to her. And then she's also impacting the community. So it's a wonderful thing.
All right. So one down, five to go here. You know, Justin and Sarah, can you update us on the progress and what you've been doing?
Yeah, the first project that we started is an installation for the Flint Street Art Center. We had a little bit of a challenge when going into that project. The wall that we have is a really strange tile surface that wasn't going to take very well to paint. So we decided to approach it as more of an installation project. So we spent a lot of time physically cutting shapes out of plywood that we painted on top of, and then we will screw into the wall to sort of create a mural that's not painted directly on the wall. So the city was kind enough to give us a space at 136 First Street, which has sort of been like our home base / studio. And that's allowed us to have an indoor space to have all of the kids working. So up until this point, most of our time has been spent indoors preparing an art installation that we will bring to Flint Street.
Okay, so there are six murals. Are all eight youth artists working on all six of them, or you are okay?
Pretty much, we're splitting up a little bit. Okay. As we move out of the lodge and kind of moving on site, we're going to split our group up a little bit. We've had a couple of guest artists come in to work with the youth as well, just to give them a different perspective. You know, Justin and I both bring something to the table, but you know, obviously everyone's art is very specific. So we had, you know, Nate Hodge come in, who did abstract work
with
them.
Yeah, we've talked to Nate on this program.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So two of those panels are actually on their way to being completed already. And just trying to give the youth a full spectrum of what it can mean to create murals and kind of a lot of different perspectives. Justin worked with them on making stencils as part of the project as well, so that was kind of like a core thing at the beginning.
So you're approaching each individual art center on its own needs. I mean, you talk about kind of the funky wall, trying to figure out what you're going to do there, and you're describing it in, you know, you're kind of screwing it in. Is that what you said, Justin?
Yeah, they're actually going to be like bolted into the wall as a permanent installation.
How big is the whole thing going to be on this one?
I'd say about 8 feet by 20 feet for the whole presentation.
Yeah, maybe a little longer, yeah.
Okay, and what's the theme or the aim with this, with the first one, the Flint Street one?
So we've tried to keep the theme of growth as kind of like an overarching theme throughout all the different art centers, and really specifically thinking about the growth that happens at the art centers. Just, you know, kids can start going there when they're, you know, I think seven,
six.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then they can be there through the end of high school. So it's really a wide range and a really, you know, pivotal time. So we're trying to think about that theme. So that definitely is central to our Flint Street mural, and then it's going to kind of continue on. So that will be something that carries throughout with all the different murals.
Now, growth, you know, means a lot of things to a lot of different people. Do you bring the youth artists in, and do you have conversations on how can we conceptualize this piece? Or do you guys help kind of drive that ship with your experience?
Well, I think both, but we definitely spent a lot of time brainstorming and coming up with the concept. And, you know, it really is it's the youth project, so we're really trying to kind of facilitate that and bring our experience, but let them have a voice within it.
Okay, and the first mural, the Flint Street, how close is it?
It's pretty much complete.
Pretty much
we just have to install it. So.
And when does that installation happen?
We're working on it. Should be in the next like week or two.
Are you? Let me ask the artist first, and then we'll ask Maribel. Are you happy with it? Did it turn out roughly what you know what the vision was?
Yeah, absolutely. We came into it. Sarah and I have collaborated on several projects in the past. I would say even more than several. We've painted murals together around Rochester as well as other cities, including Brooklyn and most recently Berlin, Germany, as part of a project through Wall Therapy. So both of us have the experience working together where we knew that we would be able to collaborate cohesively. And the youth workers have done a phenomenal job in, you know, filling in everything and being able to champion certain parts of the project themselves. So we tried to make sure that every youth worker sort of has a portion of the project to own, so to speak. But yeah, we are really happy with how it's turned out, and it'll be really amazing to actually see it not in pieces spread out all over our studio, but actually screwed into the wall there.
So that's the first of six. And by June 10th, they're all going to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys have an event coming up that's less than a month away. June 10th, what's coming up on June 10th?
So at the Market View Lodge, which is the 136 First Street, where our home base is, we're essentially going to have like an art show. We're going to have a lot of the photos on display. A lot of the youth took photos of the actual process. You'll see some of them on our blog, but we'll also print them. And kind of just have a celebration for all of the youth. And we're going to be doing it on Friday, June 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. And then we're also going to have open hours on Saturday, June 11th from 10 to 2 p.m. During market hours because the lodge is right behind the public market.
Very cool. So 5 to 8 on Friday, June 10th. And then on Saturday, the hours are what?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 to 2 p.m. By the way, I mentioned a couple times that you can follow the blog and kind of follow online. There's a lot of great updates from the people involved. Where can they get online to check that out, Sarah?
It's rockpaintdivision.wordpress.com. And Lisa Barker, who's not here right now, but she's our youth coordinator, she's been doing a really wonderful job of helping to document the process and working with the youth to really upload or, post on the blog themselves. So you definitely get the voice of the youth artists.
You're hearing from Sarah Rutherford, artist and project coordinator for the Rock Paint Division, the City of Rochester's 2016 Youth Mural Arts Program. Justin Suarez, an artist here as well. Maribel Hernandez is an artist and a youth worker. She's 17 years old. When's the first time, Maribel, that you remember creating art of any kind? How young were you?
I started pretty young. My parents weren't very appreciative of it because I used to draw on the walls and stuff like that. So, but I think like 4 or 5.
And when's the first time you remember, I don't want to say taking it seriously, but feeling like, you know, you have a real passion for it?
I think third grade. My art teacher, she like really reached out to me and stuff, and she was showing me different stuff, and like I really enjoyed it. Like I would go during my lunch hours and like go and sit with her and just do whatever.
We can imagine freehand spray painting, but Justin, you want to tell the audience a little bit more about that and the technique?
Yeah. Pretty much all of our large-scale murals, Sarah and I create with spray paint. And when I say freehand spray painting, I mean without the use of stencils or cardboard or masking tape. And spray painting is one of the most challenging mediums that I've ever approached. I feel like most people, when they first grab a can of spray paint and try and even write their name with it, it's one of those experiences where you just see the paint start to drip and you start to freak out and you're like, I can't do this. But it is one of those things where it's a matter of practice and familiarity and experience. And I think Maribel is one of our most versatile artists. There's really been no challenge that we've thrown her way that she wasn't able to tackle. So that is, you know, that's for the next project that we start at Campbell Street. One of our walls is going to be outdoors, and since we're outdoors, we would like to take advantage of that, whereas we can't use all sorts of toxic spray paints inside. We will be able to use those outside, so that's going to be sort of a new direction to take some of the youth workers in, and something that I'm really excited about because I have a lot of confidence that with that practice and direction that they will be able to achieve those things. And Sarah's and I, our position is very interesting in that sense where we sort of have to juggle these roles of being teachers as well as sort of a mentor role as well as being employers. So it's been a really interesting challenge to balance all of those things. But I think that, you know, as Maribel said, the feeling that, you know, she's not at work every day. Yeah. Like, we're trying to create a really fun, enriching environment for the youth workers.
Yeah, I think there's been a definite, you know, learning curve. A lot of the youth have come in with really strong, like, drawing skills as kind of the backbone of what they've done thus far. And really having to kind of throw them into what it means to paint a 20-foot mural, you know, and it's not just how to paint, it's how to paint a 20-foot mural, you know, so it's definitely been a lot of learning involved.
And so when it comes to, well, I'm thinking of freehand, and you mentioned, you know, you're going to be doing some outdoor work. Will it be freehand for the youth artists?
Yeah, the majority of the outdoor work at the Campbell Street Art Center will be freehand.
Do they practice that on other settings before giving it a go on the actual mural?
Just this past Thursday, I gave them a quick demo, a little bit of hands-on, a little bit of instructional. And as I told Maribel last week, a lot of the learning process is going to happen directly on the wall at Campbell Street. So it'll be very exciting. I know it's a little nerve-wracking, the idea of
she's
learning
nodding.
On
yeah.
the surface.
Are you nervous about it?
Yeah, a little.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I keep saying, though, it's just paint. Like, it's just paint. You know, you can only mess it up so much. You can paint over it.
So you got to indulge me some ignorant questions, because I'm the least artistic person in the world. Kendra, I don't know about you, but, like, there's no way. I'm the least.
Same here. I wonder why they put me in charge of this project.
It's like, my four-year-old will be like, draw a dog. And, like, it's amazing. People just look at me like, what's he going to look? What is it going to look? It's just, I don't even want to go there. But I have some ignorant questions, but I think people are probably wondering. Most people in our audience have probably never tried to paint a mural or, you know, freehand spray painted. So first of all, Sarah, you mentioned it's only paint. You can paint over it. You can paint over it on a...
You can always paint over it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's... You can't really mess it. The only way to mess it up is to quit, you know?
Okay.
So I think, especially with this, you know, we try and let the youth workers kind of have a lot of freedom, and they might go down the wrong path, and it might not look how they want, and then we just keep pushing it. You know, I mean, that's the thing, and that's how you learn, is by doing.
Okay. And this is, you know, don't laugh, but when Justin's talking about freehand, my mind immediately goes, because you mentioned there's no stencil, there's no masking tape, things like that, to help control edges and lines. I don't understand how you get the lines the way you do if you are freehand spray painting. I mean, it looks like it's been stenciled or whatever. I'm not trying to be patronized. It's a very honest question. How do you do that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is practice, things called can control or can manipulation, which basically refer to the different ways that you can hold the can or sort of techniques to be able to achieve more detail. Honestly, a lot of technological advancements have really helped this art form. 20, 30 years ago when the first graffiti movement started, the types of paint that they had and the types of caps were fairly rudimentary, and there was only so much that you could achieve with them. And in the past 10 years or so, a couple companies have really pioneered, like, the science of spray paint, so to speak. So they have created paints that are low pressure, which allows you to create more detail, as well as a whole slew of different spray caps, which have different effects, as well as different line widths. So it's really about taking advantage of all these different things. And then even various things like last week I was telling the kids about a sort of can manipulation trick where if you take spray cans and you put them in a cooler full of ice, then the physics involved allow the pressure to reduce inside of the can as it gets colder, which means that the paint comes out slower and provides you with more detail.
This makes me have so much more of an appreciation for this art form. And I wonder, Justin, do you feel like the public at large takes spray paint less seriously, probably because of the people see graffiti, they're taking walks, they think it's all the same. You know, and do you think there is a risk that the public doesn't take it as seriously?
I think the idea of spray painting is a lot scarier to people than the finished artwork. And again, that goes back to people's own experiences, how difficult it is to use spray paint, as well as seeing graffiti. And I did originally start in a traditional graffiti background myself. So part of it, you know, part of my experiences have been learning what is possible with spray paint, and the idea that spray paint can be used for things other than defacement, that there are a lot of really beautiful things that you can create with spray paint.
No, no question. When you see this stuff, it's really great. But I'm starting to lose time. So real briefly, tell me about some of the other murals and some of the other plans coming up. I don't know how, you know, how sort of finalized plans are for the remaining five, but can you guys tell me a little bit more about the other murals that you're working on? You want to start, Sarah?
Sure.
You're looking over at Maribel.
Yeah, I was like, Maribel, you want to take this? we're still kind of finalizing some of the ideas, so I don't want to go too far into that. But it's always a balance when we're going into our centers to do these murals because, you know, we have our group and we're going in to do the mural that we believe, you know, fits there. But it's also about talking to the kids that are actually at each particular center and really trying to get a sense for what they want to see. So we did that already, like at Campbell. We took a group. Actually, Maribel went. And did like a program with some of the youth there to kind of get some ideas and some concepts. So we're trying to right now brainstorm off some of what they brought up that they like to see. And they, you know, they like to mimic their life. So they want to see basketball. They want to see, you know, like flowers, hearts, you know, things that kind of make them happy. And so it's kind of balancing like that and then pushing it further. So that's the kind of give and take and the part that makes this project kind of complicated in that sense. It's not no one person can just decide what to do and go do it. It's kind of a really interesting collaborative process.
What's been the hardest part, Maribel?
Well, there's a lot of different artists. So they have all their different, like, point of views and different styles. So just, like, working together is kind of hard sometimes, but like we always get through it, so it's okay, and all of our work comes out great.
How do you deal with disagreements there? I mean, just kind of talk it out, talk about preferences. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, we all make up our own ideas, mm-hmm. and then like we draw it out in our sketchbooks, and then we show them to Sarah and Justin and Lisa, and then like, they come up with the finalized idea.
Mm-hmm. What a great first paying job. You know, honestly, I all my bosses have been great, but not all bosses are as cool as your bosses.
Yeah,
I will warn you on that. But what a great first paying job. What are the hours? What's a typical week schedule like for you?
3 to 9. Wednesday to Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday, 3 to 9. And do you go with sort of a hop in your step? Do you like going?
Yeah. I always try to. Well, I do actually get there early all the time. I haven't been late.
Well,
and I haven't missed a day. So,
yeah, she's an incredible worker. So, an artist.
I want to congratulate you on the work you've been doing on this, because just having a chance to see it on the blog alone, really, really cool stuff. And it will be a lot of fun to see it up in the art centers around town. And then who knows, Kendra? Some final thoughts from you on where this goes? Does this come back next year? Is this the kind of program that becomes a fixture?
That's the hope. So we'll take a break for the summer, and then hopefully the start of next school year in September, we're allocated some more funds and we can re-up the program again. The only thing is, you know, the kids have to be in high school and have to be 16 to usually 19 years of age. So Maribel would be able to come back, but you know, a graduating senior wouldn't be able to. But I'm really, really hoping that we can continue on with the program.
Justin, what do you hope happens with this program?
Pretty much that we just continue. It's been a lot of fun. I know that when we lose seniors, if we continue the project next year, that's going to be hard. But it's been a new experience for me personally, as I have done educational stuff with youth before and demos and seminars and stuff like that, but this is my first time actually directing youth on painting a mural and working with them collaboratively. So it's been awesome, and I look forward to the idea of doing it again.
Sarah, some final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is our first time creating the program and then producing the murals. It's just been kind of a lot all at once. So it's really, it would be exciting to do it again, kind of with the creation piece already done, so that we are kind of in a flow from the very beginning. So.
All right. So two places to see them. First of all, the blog is, once again, the blog?
It's rockpaintdivision.wordpress.com.
All right. rockpaintdivision.wordpress.com. And then on June 10th, that's a Friday night, from 5 to 8, the details?
It's at the Market View Lodge, 136 First Street. It's behind the public market. We're going to have an art show and kind of a celebration for the program.
And then the next day, that's Saturday, 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Another chance to you know, come to the public market and then come check out, you know, some of the photos and the artwork from the youth.
Talking 8 kids, but who knows in the future how many end up working with programs like this, and looks like a very successful start for the Rock Paint Division, which is the City of Rochester's 2016 Youth Mural Arts Program. Maribel Hernandez, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Really fun talking to you, and I'm really impressed with what you're doing. Thanks for coming in. And Kendra Hale, who's the Northwest Area Coordinator of the Department of the Recreation of Youth and Youth Services for the City of Rochester. Nice talking to you. I had a lot of fun seeing what's going on here. Thanks for coming in and sharing it.
Thanks, Evan.
And Justin and Sarah, great stuff. I know you guys are very proud of these kids, and they're very proud to work with you. The great work you guys have been doing. Thanks for sharing the story.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.